My name is James Sagerton. This is the June 13th, 2023 meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee. We believe we've reached quorum. I'm going to convene the meeting and ask our Paul to take the roll. Our Paul.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Sharon Adams.
Here.
Teresa Allen. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Kamau Harris.
Here.
Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Jim Kaufman.
I am here.
R. Paul Martin here. James McFadden.
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Okay, that's nine. You have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you, R. Paul. Actually, that's just one short of full attendance. Okay, the next item is the agenda. I'm going to read the agenda, and we'll ask for additions, subtractions, adjustments. One, convene meeting. Two, roll call. Three, adopt agenda. Four, seat new treasurer from KPFK, 5 minutes. Five minutes. Six, report from the executive director, 30 minutes. Seven, budget timelines to the PNB, 10 minutes. Eight, policy on release of financials, 10 minutes. Nine, adjourn no later than 10:15 Eastern time. Any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. Now we will move to number four, which is seat the new treasurer from KPFK. Kim Kaufman is with us. She was recently elected by the KPFK LSB. Kim, you are officially seated, and I offer you to take a little time if you wish to introduce yourself.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm the new KPFK treasurer, same as the old KPFK treasurer, and you all know me, but for the public, KPFK has had some internal difficulties, and we finally have moved on and been able to elect our officers, and I am the treasurer for right now. Thank you very much.
Beth takes the floor.
Thank you, Kim. Pardon me?
Beth takes the floor. Takes recognition.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. As the KPFK director representative on this committee, due to numerous irregularities in the recent KPFK LSB officers election, as noted in the teller's report and elsewhere, these results are disputed and will be contested. So for the record, I want to register my formal objection to seating Ms. Kaufman at this time. But rather than take up our limited committee time here and now to contest it, I'll take it up with the PNB, which is in a better position to resolve, to address such disputes. I want it noted for the record that I object. Thank you.
Okay. That
Chair.
Brings us to...
Chair.
Yes?
This is Kim. Can I ask Ms. Von Gunten to send her whatever it is to the LSB, because she did not make any objection at the when we ratified the election. So... please copy the LSB. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. All right. Moving on now, we are at the minutes. Our Paul, we have some minutes, I understand.
Oh, do we ever have minutes? Okay. I move to now let me explain that I sent an email about how these got a little bit messed up. And so we're going to be redoing a motion a little bit, but, you know, this is...
Yes.
Something funny is going on with my computer, which is not new from yesterday. Okay. I move that we approve the minutes of the April 11th, April 25th, May 9th, and May 23rd NFC meetings.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection?
Well,
I'm sorry,
Chair,
was that someone trying to... Yes, go ahead,
Chair.
Kim.
This is Kim. I'm going to abstain. So,
very obviously. Good. Understood. Understood.
Okay.
Is there any objection?
Well, if there's no objection, there's no record of anybody voting. So, but that's not an objection.
Right.
So, okay.
All right. So, hearing none, those minutes are adopted. And Arpal, I think you have more.
That's it. We're caught up.
Okay. You didn't want to rescind the previous?
Excuse me?
Adoption? You didn't want to rescind the previous adoption of the one that was mixed
no.
up?
No. We've done is, I think this works
out. Very good. Okay. Thank you, Arpal. And once again, thank you for all the work that goes into being the secretary. These minutes are very time-consuming. Okay, that brings us to number 6 on the agenda, which is the report from the executive director. Stephanie, we gave you 30 minutes, as always. Take as much or as little as you wish, and it's usually the questions that extend the time.
Thank you. I thought we would have new financials month to date for this meeting, but we didn't quite get those done in time, so our apologies for that. We will definitely have them for the next one. We are working on, Marquisha and I have been working on...
Chair, she's kind of low. Is there a way we could get a little bit more volume there? Can't quite hear Stephanie.
Okay.
Stephanie, can you get closer to your mic or... Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get closer to my phone. We have Marquisha and I have been working on very simple outlines and a very simple budget for each of the stations moving into this next fiscal year, and looking at the actuals from the end of last fiscal year, the most recent actuals as well for each of the divisions. And then mapping that out, averaging out what we anticipate would be for central service payments, giving individuals just a slight increase, the minimum or the maximum basically that we can allow in our increase in revenue. And then we'll be making it in just a more simplified original budget form and narrative, so we can discuss that with the treasurers and the general managers and the business managers at the stations that have business managers, so we can roll out the budgets for this upcoming year. The current budget form that we have just appears to be a little overwhelming for some individuals to work with, so that's why we're trying to make it as simplified as possible, and then giving some of that explanation in the notes and the narrative for the budget, so it's much easier to sort of work on and explain. So we're moving forward with that quite rapidly. We have a couple of offers, or one offer that came in for the KPFK building and another one that is pending. Nothing has been presented as of yet to the PNV to take a look at, but we're still moving forward with those. The FJC loan, we were unable to make the payment that was due in March, and I do not believe that we will be able to make the payment in June either. So we will be having a conversation with them just to kind of discuss our next steps moving forward. Idle loan repayment has started as well. We currently owe 2 months for them. We just got the paperwork for that hard copy to us just a couple of weeks ago. And when we received that, we were already 1 month behind, but we didn't realize that the payments were actually due. So if anybody has any questions, they can feel free to ask.
I'll take a stack. Any questions? Who was that?
Sharon.
Sharon?
Yes.
Anyone else?
Beth.
I didn't get Beth. That's you. Okay.
Beth.
Anyone else? I got you now, Beth. Thank you. Anyone else? I'll put myself on. Go ahead, Sharon.
I just have a quick question, which is, how much is the EIDL repayment amount each month?
It is $8,731 per month. The total payoff amount for that loan is
$2,079,430. Say that number again.
$2,079,400. I rounded up, so it's actually $2,079,429.80. That's the payoff.
Okay. Thank you.
The monthly payments are $8,731.
Thank you. That was it. That was my question.
Thank you, Sharon. Beth?
Yes, thank you. I was just wondering, where do the aged payables stand at the moment? What's the current figure on
payable? Okay, the aged payables currently at the moment are $1,970. That does not include past due central service payments.
Repeat that, please.
$1,970,000.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Stephanie, I noticed you mentioned a new simplified budget form, and I can certainly understand the impetus to go for that, especially with the reduced staff that we have. We had previously talked on this committee about having formulas in our budget templates and returning to some prior ones that we've had. Would this new format, I presume it's not going to go back to a more complicated, so I think it's going to be more simplified, as you said, but will it include formulas?
Yeah. And I did ask Markeisha about the formulas not showing up in those, and that is a printout that is coming from Great Plains. And when I was asking her, that the formulas seem to be existent in the budgets that were received from NEDA, they were actually pulling it from their system, not our system. But yes, and we can plug
that.
Because people are used to seeing that. We will plug the numbers back in, but when we send the worksheets for those to the stations and the treasurers, not all the treasurers, and the general managers or business managers, if they have one, it's a very daunting task. So we're just trying to take away some of that fear, you know, that they have quite a few tabs to work through and simplify it, and then we can plug it into the what needs to be plugged into at Great Plains. So that way the finance committees and the board can still see the same budget papers that they're used to seeing.
Interesting. Are there any other questions for Stephanie?
Well, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
You know, a lot of those tabs that were in the template just aren't used anymore. I mean, they're things that we don't do. You know, there were, I don't know, a couple of different tabs about, like, doing mailings. I think KPFA does them, but no other station is doing, you know, two snail mail mailings a year, for example. So, you know, some of those back-end tabs just, we don't need them anymore. So it's not like they're taking anything away. They're just, you know, making it less confusing.
Right.
I mean, that's my understanding of what they're doing. I just know what the old budgets look like. And, yeah, quite a lot of that stuff is just not relevant right now.
We will just keep them blank when we plug them in, but those ones that we know that they definitely do not use, those won't be on. They're not on the simplified, you know, simplified form. And that way, again, just not so daunting when people first take a look at it.
Any other questions for Stephanie? Going once.
Well, I'll have a question, Sharon, again.
Go ahead, Sharon.
About the sale for the KPFK building, did you say that there was two offers on right now? Is that what you said?
One official offer, a partial offer came in on Friday. The final paperwork came in 10 minutes ago, so I haven't had a chance to look at it or forward it to anyone yet. And then there is another potential offer. The paperwork hasn't been put in yet, but their architect firm, which we met with last week, is doing an assessment of the build-out that they want to do on the building, and that assessment will be done in 5 days, which would put us on, they called over the weekend, so I'm assuming that would put us by Friday. And then hopefully they will be putting in an offer. But they have called us to let us know that they are still very interested because we let them know that another offer had come through as well.
Well, that's great then. Two offers. Okay. Potential. I know. Potential. Okay. Thank you.
Anyone? Excuse me. Anyone else? I thought that might be somebody coming on, but apparently not. Stephanie, is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that report. Some good news in there. That brings us to number 7, budget timelines to the PNB. I hope we can do this in 10 minutes. And Arpal, I put this item on the agenda because when we passed these timelines, we discussed briefly whether or not we should send them to the PNB. And I think largely at your urging, we decided not to do that. But I just want to reconsider that. You know, we went to all the trouble to create these timelines. And, you know, we don't know what this committee is going to look like in the future. We don't know if the PNB, you know, there's going to be elections. We don't know what's going to happen. So I'm just, since we've done it, why don't we go ahead and send it to the PNB so they've got it in place for next year? Because the timeline, the regular timeline, not the one for this year, but the regular timeline for fiscal year 25, would be starting in February. So would you like to offer again why you thought we should not take that to the PNB?
I don't recall saying that at all.
Oh, okay.
The motion is the NFC adopts the following.
Right. But since we are basically suggesting when things should happen and other actors in Pacifica like treasurers and GMs should be doing things, wouldn't it be wise for us to ask the PNB to approve that?
Well, yeah, we can send it to the – there's no – I don't see a problem with sending it – having a motion to send it to the PNB.
Okay, perhaps I misunderstood. I thought you were you didn't want to do that. So is there any other discussion on this? Because I guess then I'm going to make a motion that we send those timelines to the PNB for their Thursday meeting and see if we can get those approved. Is there any other discussion on that?
Well, this is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
This isn't really the decision of the PNB. You can send it to the FYI, but basically the NFC is the NFC because we are on top of doing this. The PNB delegates this to the NFC to get it done on time. So if they need to vote on it, they're not informed about it. This committee is informed about it. So That's my sort of response. Thank you.
I thank you for that response, and I'll just reiterate what I said earlier. It's fine for us to have that policy inside the NFC, but I think without the imprimatur of the PNB on it, you know, it doesn't really have the force of policy. It's just a committee saying, you know, why don't we try this timeline? Whereas if the PNB approves it, it would make it more of an obligation, I'm thinking. But maybe I'm wrong. So are there any other thoughts on that?
Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, it may not be necessary, but I think it really can't possibly hurt, because here's the thing that the PNB can do. Like, I would expect that there would be very little discussion about it in the sense that, you know, the NFC is the committee that's, you know, authorized, you know, by the bylaws to do this kind of work, right?
Right.
But the difference is, if the PNB passes the motion, then part of the motion can be that we ask the executive director to inform all the GMs, all the business managers, and we can ask the PNB secretary to inform all the LSBs, and that basically everybody gets on, you know, put on notice, you know, through appropriate and proper channels, that this is what we're going to do going forward. Damn it. Sorry, that was editorial.
I heard that. Yeah, that's kind of what I had in mind. Julie, I'm going to ask you, do you think we need to craft that motion here, or can we just get a consensus from the committee that we bring these timelines to the PNB, and then we can make a motion and present it? I don't know. Will we have a coordinating committee before this meeting?
Okay, I'm not looking at a calendar or near a calendar right now. It's not hard to do. And actually, it's pretty straightforward for us to, you know, take an NFC motion and turn it into a PNB motion, you know. And
yeah, we do it all the time. Right.
Exactly. And just simply add that, you know, little bit about, you know, making sure that everybody is, you know, properly informed. So I think that could easily work, right? And like I said, I really honestly don't expect that PNB directors are going to micromanage, other PNB directors not on the finance committee are going to micromanage by saying, well, I think you should change that July date to August, or, you know, something like that.
I agree. So are you saying that we should just pass a general motion to bring the timelines to the PNB, or should we try to craft the exact wording here and now?
No, I think the general motion to send it to the PNB is good enough.
I like that myself. Any other thoughts from anyone else?
The wording I have is,
yes,
that the NFC send the two timelines to the PNB.
Yes, should we put the dates in? Or just the two? We have two timelines. That's it.
They have dates on them.
Okay. All right. So, Paul, would you like to make that motion?
I have you as having already made it.
Okay, very good. That's fine. Any discussion? Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Did we want to add language such as what Julie just suggested, something to the effect that R. Paul just said, and then for approval and distribution to management, to Pacifica Management, or whatever other, if Julie has a more appropriate, I was just trying to be concise. If there's a clearer way to say what she meant, then so that it's clear to the PNB and then on to management what our full intention was, so it does, we don't just pass it and then it, you know, it's there on the
I think Julie's point was that the PNB on a regular basis rewrites motions that come from committees from the NFC. We first of all, we have to rewrite them to make it not that the NFC recommends that the PNB approves or whatever. We have to change it so that it says the PNB approves the so-and-so budget, whatever. So I think what Julie was suggesting is that either in the coordinating committee or prior to the meeting, we can write it and include those extra items, though, you know, who notifies who, as part of the PNB motion.
So it's sufficient to send it unembellished then today?
Yeah, that was the idea. So we don't have to get bogged down tonight in trying to write it.
Okay.
We'll craft the language because the PNB is going to craft it anyway if they don't like what we do. So.
Okay.
I don't think it matters too much. Thank you. Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none. Are there any objections? Hearing none. That is done. That brings us to number 8 on our agenda. Hello? Someone's seeking stack there, or is it just background? Okay. That brings us to number 8 on our agenda. I called it policy on release of financials. This is something I put on the agenda. It used to be when we had an outside accounting firm that also was providing us with our CFO, they would work up the financials, they would send them to the NFC, we would review them for what had occurred a few times, which were some rather large errors that when released to the public caused some embarrassment to Pacifica and, you know, might have even harmed our relations with our creditors if that had been noticed. So we started a policy whereby the NFC would review the financials before they were then released for the finance committees and for the LSBs and for the general public. So now that we no longer have the external accounting and we've got a business manager sort of trying to some extent fill the boots of a CFO, but we've got and Stephanie working with her to do that. I thought we could just review the policy on release because apparently what happened with the last set of financials or a recent set of financials is that they were released to the GMs and then they got released to the local finance committee and to the public prior to the NFC scanning them, so to speak, for major flaws. So, I want to open that as a topic of conversation, and hopefully we can come out of it with a policy that everybody understands and agrees on. Does anybody want to chime in here?
Beth with a question.
Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. I had understood that we did have a policy stipulating that the financials would be distributed first to general managers and the NFC for review for accuracy, and then only after that released to the public. But was that is that policy in writing anywhere? That was just my understanding when I came on to this committee, and I don't think I've ever actually seen it in writing.
We did pass it as a motion at one point, but the difference now is that it used to be an external accounting firm that was doing this, and we had a CFO who was a representative of that firm, and they were doing our accounting outside. Now we're doing the accounting inside, and of course the GMs are involved in providing the data for the financials. So it's just I think we just need to clarify that probably Stephanie and Markeisha should send the way we used to do it was the NFC, the officers of the PNB, the executive director, and the general managers got the financials. Everybody had a chance to review it to make sure that all their data was entered properly and that they, you know, agreed with their part of it. And then the NFC, you know, that's what the NFC was doing. The NFC would look at it, and then it was released to the public, mainly, I guess, through the treasurers, back to the finance committees, et cetera, and the LSBs. So I guess what I'm looking for here, and maybe I should just propose a motion, that that be the protocol for the release of financials, that it should come from Markeisha and Stephanie and go to the NFC, the officers, the general managers, and they can all review it for, you know, glaring errors or completeness, accuracy, et cetera. And then the NFC will review it, and then, and, you know, theoretically get feedback through the treasurers and the PNB representatives on the accuracy. And then once we're done reviewing it, it can then be further released. Now, Paul, I know that that was not very articulate in terms of the language of a motion.
Well, let's see what we can make of it here. One second. Pardon me. How about maybe making a little shorter and simply saying that the financials, what are we're talking here about the income statements, right?
Yeah, P&Ls.
So maybe specify that the income statements are not to be released to the public until the NFC has released them. Something like that. We don't have to say
okay.
It goes to this, what it goes to that, what it, because we could end up accidentally leaving something out, or a simple motion that it has to be approved by the released by the NFC would do what we want, I think.
Yeah, except, and I'm just gonna put myself on the stack here, sorry. Except that without directing that it go to these various people, we're not going to get, we might not get the feedback that we need on whether the numbers are correct, especially the general managers.
Sharon for the staff.
You think?
I heard you, Sharon.
Okay.
Go ahead,
let me
Paul. I'm going to let our Paul respond quickly.
All right.
Go ahead, our Paul.
Kim to the stack after.
You
Sharon.
Think they're not going to get it? I mean, I don't know. You can make it, you can put on some extra words there. I'm in favor of keeping it very simple. So whatever, let's hear from other people.
Okay. All right. I heard Sharon first and then Kim. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. All right. So I actually was just questioning the, I think you said income statements, because what I thought we were talking about was the consolidated financials that we had received, you know, yeah, that Stephanie had sent to us a month ago or so. Because those are not income statements, as far as I understand it. Those are consolidated financials, and that's what I thought was supposed to be reviewed. So that was my first comment. And then my second comment is, I think we should list who it's going to. I don't think it's that complicated, and I think it's clearer that way. So that's what I had to say.
Thank you, Sharon. Kim.
Well, I just heard you say the distribution list, and I didn't hear the treasurers on it, although then later you said we expect feedback from the treasurers. I just want to make sure treasurers get included in your distribution list.
Well, again, the way it was distributed in the past was the NFC got it at the same time that the GMs, the officers, and the executive director got it. But now the executive director is part of creating it, and the treasurers are on the NFC. So when the NFC gets it, the treasurers get it.
Okay.
This makes it right. One email goes out with those addresses on it.
Okay. Thanks.
Stephanie, do you have anything to add to this conversation?
No, whatever, you know, works for everybody is fine with us, just, you know, so we know who to send it to when we need to send it.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that it works for you too, but I guess it really doesn't matter. Again, what we're looking for is feedback from people if there's any glaring errors. And, you know, hopefully there won't be, but in the past there were. And that's no reflection
yeah,
on what
no,
you were
it'd be handy to have something.
Before your
yeah.
time.
Right. It would be handy to have something again in writing because we get a lot of emails and calls from people wanting to see things and wondering why they can't. And then
yeah.
the levels of, you know, questions of transparency fall into play. So being able
yeah.
to say why this is happening would make it a lot help people understand certain things.
Yes, that was the intent. Good. Thank you for that. So,
Beth to the stack.
R. Paul.
Go ahead. Sure. Okay, I got Beth and then R. Paul.
Thank you. I wanted to make an attempt to offer some simplified language that couches this in positive, as a positive statement rather than a negative. So, Pacifica Financial shall be released to the public only after review by Pacifica Management and the NFC. And that I would offer that as a like a bare bones skeleton of the statement if we want to qualify that by with adding something like review and approval, or I'm open to, you know, further elaboration. But again, it's just one simple statement, one simple sentence. Pacifica Financials shall be released to the public only after review by Pacifica Management and the NFC. And I can put that in email if, so that people can take a look at it if they want, if they process it visually better. That's
okay. Why don't you do that, and then perhaps you can offer it as an amendment if you wish, but I'm going to argue slightly against it, but I'll let – I think we have – do we have anybody else on the stack? Was it R. Paul?
R. Paul's here.
Yeah, go ahead, R. Paul. I'll wait.
Okay. I'm doing too many things at once, and my brain just forgot what I was about to say. Oh, we need – I think what we need is a definite – trigger. We need to say that the NFC releases it because I'm hearing people say, oh, and we do this, and it sounds sort of automatic. And I think we don't want it to be automatic. I think we want to say, okay, this, that, and the other thing's been done, sort of the way we have done it, where we go over it and then we ask, okay, are we releasing this? And then we say, okay, yeah, we are. And in some cases, not yet. So we need something that says, and then it shall be released, something like that. That's why I thought a very simple one would be good. Now, basically also, the chair has not actually made a coherent motion. So maybe what's going to happen is another member is going to make a motion ahead of time, and we're going to have the chair amending that. Or we could maybe just talk about it for a few minutes and come up with something. So that's my thought is, you know, it should have something that says, okay, it definitely gets released by the NFC or something like that, so that we don't have a confusion where people say, oh, I wasn't supposed to release that. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So that little thing might help.
Understood. Okay. I had put myself on the stack next. So,
Kim to the
stack. I'm sorry.
Kim to the stack.
Okay. I've got, hold on a second. I got to turn the light on here so I can write some things down. I heard Kim and Sharon, but I don't know who was first.
Sharon can go first, no problem.
Okay. But I had to put myself on the stack first. So I'm going to defer to Kim and Sharon, and then I'll go later. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. Well, thank you both. I was just going to say, basically, agreeing with R. Paul, I think it's we need to be clear about what we're doing. And I just, to say Beth's motion was a little vague. Excuse me, about what the intent was. So I think we should just have a clear statement of what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Agreed. Thank you, Sharon. Kim?
Well, along the same lines, I just think we could put the phrase in there, it will be released to the public approved by the MFC. You know, like that language. And also, I just want to, you know, we need to clarify what we want to call it, basically, relative to what Sharon said earlier. The consolidated monthly financials, the consolidated P&Ls, I don't know. So
I was actually thinking of the term financials as a sort of a catch-all to include both.
Yeah,
but we could specify it. Let me try to put a motion out that ARPAL can write down, and then we can chisel away at it. So, ARPAL, it would be moved that Pacifica Financials should be released to the NFC, the unit managers, I'm going to say instead of the general managers, the officers of the PNB, and the executive director upon availability.
And business managers.
Yeah. Sure. Okay, good. And business manager, good. Managers, okay. Upon availability and released to the public after approval by, and I want to say the NFC because that's the way we used to do it, which kind of includes management or included management at that time. But if anybody wants to include management and the NFC, I'm good with that too. So, ARPAL, were you able to get that?
All right, let me read you what I got. Pacifica Financials should be released to the NFC. Pacifica Financials should be released to the NFC, the unit managers, business managers, officers of the PNB, and executive director upon availability, and released to the public after approval by the NFC.
All right, I'm going to say two things about that, if I may, if you're ready or you're
well,
coming.
Well, I have one fast one. The word should maybe, you know.
Yeah, that was one of mine. I think that should say that should be shall instead of should. And I also think certain financials is a little vague. Maybe we should make it specific, or maybe we should just say financials.
I have it starting up. Pacifica Financials shall be released.
Okay. I thought you said certain financials. Good. Yeah, that's good. That's
okay,
good
so
with
let
me.
Read,
so that, okay.
Let me read it again so we all have it
yes,
in our
please.
Heads. Pacifica Financials shall be released to the NFC, the unit managers, business managers, officers of the PNB, and the executive director upon availability, and released to the public after the approval by the NFC.
And if anybody wants to move to amend to put managers in management in there, I'm amenable to that. So that's my motion. And now let's go to work on it and see if anybody wants to alter it.
Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
Could we just simply add monthly, so Pacifica Monthly Financials?
Yeah, I like that.
Thanks.
Are we?
Anyone else?
Is that an amendment that we're going to?
Well, since can we just say we're still crafting it and just put that word in?
Oh, okay. So we're still crafting it. Okay.
The amendment
we should
process.
Ask if anybody objects in that case.
All right, yeah. Does anybody object to that addition? Hearing none, we'll consider that amendment adopted. Anyone else? Any further discussion? Hearing none. ARPAL, do you think we need to read it again, or are we good?
Probably wouldn't hurt to read it again so nobody says,
I
never heard of that. So,
I thought that might be good. Go ahead.
Yeah. Pacifica monthly financials shall be released to the NFC, the unit managers, business managers, officers of the PNB, and the executive director upon availability and released to the public after approval by the NFC.
Okay. Since we had discussion, I'll just ask, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing none, that's adopted. I was just thinking we might have put some whereases in there to help Stephanie explain to people who were calling and asking her why can't we have this, but that's the bare bones policy, and I guess, Stephanie, you can fill in the rationale for it as you wish at the time. Is that okay with you?
Yes, that's perfectly fine. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. And that is the last item on the agenda. I suppose I should ask if there's any new business. Hearing none, we're going to get out of here in record time tonight, folks. Not that that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but
I move to adjourn.
God bless you. God bless you.
I think we have to have a, because we're not at our time certain, Paul. I think we need a motion to adjourn.
I just made it twice. I move to adjourn.
Okay, I didn't hear you. Okay, is there any discussion?
You can't discuss it.
Any? Okay, not discussable. Any objection? So be it. We're adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Fred.
Later.
Thank you.
Thanks, our Paul.
What a lovely meeting.